Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio, and we're starting off the day with The Curse Is Written.
Wake up, how you feel? My arms around you, the feeling that surrounds you. Current moment, I'm yours, I'm on it. Pulsing antiquities, these things I cannot render. When I look at you, I'm
here in the studio. Hi, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going. So, how are you doing today?
Oh, it's rainy in Washington. I hopped three buses to get here, but we're doing pretty good.
Oh, wow. Okay, so who else do we have besides Fred Triptoe? Hello? I see another caller on the line. Okay, well, I guess they're too shy
hey,
to speak up.
Are you having a hard time hearing my band right now?
Yeah, I can't hear anything. So anyway,
hello?
When did you guys start playing, and why did you start playing?
When did I start playing? Well, I started with the drums when I was like 3 years old.
Wow.
It was, I kind of fell into that. I mean, my uncle was actually the drummer for Sonny and Cher, and actually, like,
nice.
It was kind of a big, you know, handing down the torch, if you would.
Sure. I never knew you.
I mean,
play
I was
going to
play guitar,
too.
Though. I mean, as soon as I was going
right.
in there and, like, this is about following your passion. I saw the guitar up on the wall or whatever. It's, you know, Beacock's Music is their original location or some shit. You know, that's what I wanted to do, but I didn't actually pick up the guitar until I was like 12 years old.
Right. So obviously your family is musical as well.
Yeah, my uncle, he's in a band called the Violent Majority. They're around. They're a metal band. There's a lot of music in my family. I mean, I try to keep it going.
Sure, sure. And I believe
Candace,
we have the rest of the curses written here online, right?
Yeah,
are you guys
we're
there?
Trying to get them connected.
Oh, okay. All right. So what famous musicians do you admire, Fred?
Yeah, I gotta call them. I don't know, where are you? They're trying to get connected.
Well, they were connected
and
then they dropped. All they got to do is call back in. They were connected. So anyway, we are live on the air. So
yeah, with some technical difficulties and shit. But other than
no, that's okay. So your first
I can actually hear you a lot
drums.
Better too now.
What?
What was that?
Your first instrument was the drums, and we know you play guitar. You're great on the guitar. And any other instruments?
Yeah, I was in school band throughout elementary school through high school. Put on a bunch of different instruments. I started with the clarinet, moved up to the violin, then I moved up to the saxophone. Later,
wow.
I would play the double bass, and I would try all kinds of percussion. My favorite percussion is the timpani.
Wow, you're very well-rounded in your instruments that you play. That is fantastic. And what famous musicians do you admire the most, and why?
Can I shoot that to my band as well?
Or you can, you know,
you guys have a hard time calling in.
Okay, so what are your fondest memories of musical? Oh, here, your guys, I'm connecting them right now. Hi, guys, I just connected you to the board. Are you there?
Hello, can you
hear me? Hi, Candace.
Hi. So we have the rest
Hi.
Of the curses written. And who do we have with us? I know
well,
we have Fred.
Connected. Well, just connected is Andrew Bavard. I play bass.
Okay. Hi, Andrew.
Hi.
And we were just going over different instruments that Fred has played, and I'm really curious, what are your favorite, which are your famous musicians have you, do you admire?
Do I admire my favorite musicians? My favorite musician, songwriting wise, is Tom Waits. Just his
nice.
His lyricism, his voice, his bar jazz style, just that gritty. I'm gonna go get wasted and sit in the bar and.
Go ahead.
Oh, just, you know, think about bad times I've had. It's just a lot of emotion in his music, and it really comes through.
That's nice.
So that's why I like him.
Okay.
I
How
like
about
Tom
you,
Waits.
Fred?
Yeah, I love all types of music, to tell you the truth. I believe that there's some palatable in everything. Music
Very
is
true.
All over any genre, really, is a movement, just like it was in classical music. I mean, as long as it's drawing out some sort of an emotion, or it's actually like moving you, you know.
So
I believe
as a
the theatrics
whole,
has
you know,
a lot to do with music as well.
sure. As a whole, for the whole group, all of you guys, this question is for all of you. What are your fondest musical memories with the band so far, The Curse Is Written? I mean, in your house, in your neighborhood, local bars, what are your most fondest memories?
Oh, that's a good question. Okay. I'm going to say my fondest memories are the excitement we'd had before big shows. So, like the Hawthorne Theater, that was a whole lot of excitement. Even days leading up to that, we had I could feel this collaborative buzz between us all. And it sustained itself even while up on stage. And when we got off stage, that buzz slowly lingered off. It was almost drug-like. It was euphoric. At least for me, anyway.
That's nice. That's nice. How about you, Fred?
For me, it can be really difficult to pinpoint just specific moments, honestly, to tell you the truth.
It can be any
for me,
of your
like,
fondest
you're
memories.
On the stage
that, you
and
know.
Then you're kind of off the stage, you know what I mean? And then for me, like, I'm a kind of person that reflects a lot. When it goes show to show, I always try to give something different. You know what I mean? I like consistent variety in my show. I mean, if it was going to be the same thing all of the time, then you might as well, you know, fucking, you just buy the album or whatever. I mean, live, it should be a whole other game and a whole other scenario, you know, where, like, you can twist your song and contort your song and, you know, really include other people, the crowd, into what that you're doing.
Interaction with your audience is nice and you know, very, very well taken. A lot of people really enjoy getting in, so long as they're not stage diving and getting tangled up in your equipment.
Oh, actually, I thought the fondest memory was we were playing the Hawthorne and we were making it to, like, probably our most difficult measure of our music so far, some shit with some time changes, some shit. And I'm rocking out. I'm getting ready to go into the solo, and a fucking chord pops the fuck out of my pedal, right? And this is where it goes back into the theatrics. So you don't, like, daintily come over and stick your fucking cord in the hole, you know? You got to fucking power slide in with your left paw, fucking slide that bitch in. And it's like, okay, well, now I'm going to find a way to stick this solo in here. And it was like, oh, that was an amazing show.
Yeah. Wow, that's good that everybody pulled together like that. That is awesome.
Yeah, it was a fun night.
Yeah, we
have
a tendency
like
to do that.
Yeah, that's great. Well, you know, obviously it shows that your practice and you know, is often and you know, you're all working in tune with each other.
We try to. We're always like challenging ourselves or bringing different songs to the table, stuff that we haven't necessarily brought to a live concert yet. But like each concert that we've done, we've, you know, had one or two covers in there, and they've been different every time. And we've hit Pantera songs, Metallica songs, Ozzy songs, Nirvana songs.
Nice.
You know, we're kind of going all over the mat.
Right. Well, you know, I was going to ask you if you were ever influenced by old records and tapes of other bands. And
Fred deflected it like a professional. All right.
Yeah. Well, those are some good people to look up to. I love the Maddie.
You know,
Mike Hatfield, one of my favorites, too, and Ozzy.
Well, you know, I grew up when I was 15 years old, I was picked out of my jazz band class to play upright bass in an Elvis tribute band.
Nice.
We were called the Memphis Mafia Trio, and we played from Portland area, Vancouver area, and we played down in Jackpot, Nevada, Twin Falls, Idaho. We played a couple of places, and then I moved into a different 50s and 60s tribute band and called the Fabulous Fairlines, who I was with for about 4 years altogether playing bass for them. And so I had a lot of influence from 50s and 60s influence, and that comes through in my music.
I love all of that.
I agree.
That music.
I've heard a lot of that influence in that bass. Yeah.
Yeah.
I predominantly tend to stick to the roots, and I'm more rhythmic, and I don't get too busy because they weren't too busy back in the 50s and 60s unless it was called for.
But sure. Let me reiterate in some is he's been really expressing himself, and it's been beautiful. I don't really know any other way to put it, but sometimes I'm shooting him with some stuff that might be rhythmically kind of cattywonkish or something like that, you know, and he takes a good version of my riffs and kind of puts it to a bass version. And also when it comes down to those cover songs, he's playing the real parts. Like, he really does Crazy Train with me and shit. Like, that really goes down.
Yeah, I've heard you guys play that. It's good.
You know, sometimes less is more. I mean, I was taught, like, sometimes the best songs are only three chords, you know what I mean? Like, I guess I haven't said this on the air, but honestly, people think guitar is all athletics, athletics, athletics. But honestly, I don't even give a flying fuck about sweeps. I prefer a motherfucker with heart, soul, and motherfucking passion. I mean, there's a lot of different guitar players out there. You got like an Yngwie Malmsteen, fucking great for him. If you have the heart and the soul that Dimebag had, I'll live.
Yes, and that's what makes everybody so individual. You know, your music is very, very different, and you know, I have another one of your rough tracks that called Tonight.
Oh, we're reaching into the vault. Yeah, that'd
let me
be
see
fine.
If that's
go
one.
Ahead.
Can I go ahead and play it?
Yeah, you have permission.
Okay, here we go. This is The Curse Is Written. Now, this is a rough track. It's not quite ready, but, you know, it'll give you an idea where these young men are going.
Call me right in, but
these new tracks. I can't wait until they're finished completely all the way and ready to go. I'm really excited about working with you guys and what you have going on here. It's great, you know.
We're actually in the studio right now preparing to drop some more tracks after this. Actually, you can check out a couple of our songs on our website, www.thecurseiswritten.com, and I believe you can check us out on pretty much any platform, especially iTunes or iHeartRadio.
Sure. Yep. So what do you think is the best song you've ever released, and why?
You're going to cut. This is a Beat Me Up interview. You guys are going to beat me to clubs later.
I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I'm just trying to, you know.
Can I shoot back to my drummer on this part, and then I'll answer it after?
Okay, so check this out. If you could have your fans remember one thing about you, what would it be?
Something appropriate, of course. You know, I've at the end of the day, I just would like to be known as, you know, someone who gave it their all and shit, you know, every time and never faked it.
And meant every minute
of it.
Sure.
I mean, it's not uncommon that I'll wake up at 4 in the afternoon and fucking with the shakes, fucking drink a Monster, get a couple leg spasms going on, you know, and fucking be about my day. Fucking show up 8 o'clock, ready to rock and roll, knowing I have a gig, and start hitting that whiskey.
Nice, okay.
In all truthness, I try to help out a lot of people. I mean, if my music could inspire someone else to want to just practice, you know, because rehearsal is what you do with the band. Practice is what you do at home.
Sure. I know. I'm a musician myself, and I couldn't wait.
Kids can be cruel sometimes, and when you just start now, but all you fucking
instrument do you play, Candace?
Piano, organ, keyboards. I just love them. Every chance I get, I sit down and just play. And
you ever heard the joke about the piano?
Let me hear.
Oh, no, it's what's better than roses on a piano? Tulips on an organ.
Well, you know, I have a Hammond Model B with double Leslie speakers, and my parents had this huge living room with a barrel ceiling, and I used to crank that sucker up, and my mom had these little glass shelves in the nook with little teacups and things, and I'd get on my bass pedals and go, oh, 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 and just start rocking them, you know, and she'd come running
in
there yelling at me.
Is it true that the biggest key on the organ is the C?
The biggest? They're all the same size.
I thought the organ goes up in sizes as the keys go up, as you have different boards.
Well, I played an old-fashioned one. These ones they have today are all electronic
Someone told me a story.
Go ahead.
Someone told me a story that they were playing for the Queen of England back when they were really young. And I've had a lot of really awesome musicians take me under their wing in the last couple of years, you know, such as Ron, people who he associates himself with. Those old organs used to be in the churches, and when you play the organ, the whole entire town would be able to hear you.
Yes.
I used to have
people stand outside and listen to me practice. We had a little brick tree well around this great big old Chinese oak tree. And I would see people sitting on it, and not even know, but, you know, I'd get up to go do something or go outside, and it was like all these people sitting around listening to me all the time. It's like it was really fun, you know, because my
Do you have
a
favorite composer yourself?
Franz Liszt is my favorite.
Mm.
I love him. I love the fast 16th notes. I like music fast. I don't know. I used to get bored really bad with, like, Tiny Bubbles and To a Wild Rose and all these old classic Green Sleeve. And these songs just bored me stiff. I mean, that's... but, yeah, Franz Liszt is my favorite. How about yours? Hey, did I lose my guys? Did you guys cut out of the studio on me or what?
No, we're still here. We're just enjoying ourselves. Listening to you guys.
Well, it's not a one-sided conversation. So, hey, where did you go? They dropped
out.
Yeah,
we're still at home. Yeah, we're here. Sometimes only like one or two bars here, but we're here.
Oh, okay.
Fred's calling back in. Yeah, Fred got dropped.
Oh, here he goes. He's coming back on here now.
All right.
Okay, well, it's our turn now.
Sweet.
Okay,
yeah.
So we're all back together now.
Oh, family reunion.
Okay, so you guys were asking me who my favorite composer is. Who's your favorite, Fred?
Oh, man. I'm impartial to Johann Sebastian Bach.
Yow! All right. That's some hard music to play. And how about you? Mr. Bass
Me, I'm a fan of Paganini. Yeah,
what
like it's
what?
It's Paganini.
Okay.
I know he's he's a violinist and he wrote the Fifth Caprice in A minor, and I remember learning that on guitar as a kid and watching Yngwie Malmsteen play it, and it just blew my mind that was a classical song. And that really inspired me to, play guitar a little bit more. So that was a bit of inspiration, I guess.
Well, Iggy can inspire most people. I mean, what a great artist he is, right?
Yeah, he's fantastic. He's has a diverse style.
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he's one of those guitar wizards, you know. Like, one of the best concerts I ever saw was Buckethead. And he played all by himself for, like, 2 hours with just two half stacks. And it was amazing.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like there'd be much to just those nuts and bolts. But it really inspired me to see someone, especially because he created a lot of the songs.
Right.
You know, and then the songs that he didn't have, you wouldn't expect someone to be playing that on a guitar. Which
I
guess
know, right?
goes to the back to the classical composers. A lot of, like, Bach used the lute a lot to write his music, whereas, like, Mozart and, like, Beethoven would use a piano or organ. However, Bach did use those mediums as well.
Right, okay. Well,
do we have another song?
I do have, let me see where we I'm looking at my board here. Ah, Symphony, here we go. I love the way this song starts. So beautiful.
Things I cannot
guys, we're actually out of time. So I wanted to thank you for coming on, and we'll look forward to hearing these tracks in the final mix. And don't forget to get out there and find The Curses Written. They're on Facebook, they're on iTunes, they're out on Mystic Records, and they have their new album coming up here. And I just want to thank you guys for coming in, and our listeners for tuning in. And don't forget to party or go home, and we'll see you all next time.
Thank you, Candace.
Yep. You're welcome. All right, guys, have a good day. All right, later on.